University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says the hardline decision Walker took on this train is a departure from the mold of a more pragmatic Republican like Tommy Thompson. Lee says he expects Walker supporters will react to his decision in two different ways.
I'm guessing that some of them are really saying sort of hooray. I voted for him because he said he was against the train. He's walking away from $800 million on the table. This is great. He's keeping his word. I'm also guessing that there are some more moderate swing voters who sometimes vote for Democrats and sometimes vote for Republicans who are a little startled by this.
UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says Walker pledged repeatedly on the campaign trail to stop the train.
If he had backed away from it right now at this point, this is practically the first of his major decisions. And I think he would have felt it would make him look weak.
Heim says governors of the past might have found a way to keep the federal money. But Heim says the political climate of today is much different.
I don't think he wanted to look like a politician. He wanted to look like he was a person of principle. And that's a message I think that he was trying to get across.
Heim says Walker will take a black eye on this issue in the short term because it means the loss of thousands of construction jobs. Over the longer term, he says it sets Walker up as a governor who sticks to his principles and who's difficult to bend. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.